This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's defense chief has alleged that Ukraine is preparing a quote-unquote provocation involving a radioactive device, a stark claim that was strongly rejected by Ukrainian and British officials amid soaring tensions as Moscow struggles to stem Ukrainian advances in the south. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegations in phone call Sunday with his counterparts from the United States, Britain, France, and Turkey. The Russian defense ministry said Shoigu voiced concern about, quote, possible Ukrainian provocations involving a dirty bomb, a device that uses explosives to scatter radioactive waste. It doesn't have the devastating effect of a nuclear explosion, but it could expose broad areas to radioactive contamination. Former British Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is the front runner in the Conservative Party's race to replace Liz Truss as Prime Minister. He has garnered support from over 100 Tory lawmakers to forge ahead of his two main rivals, ousted former Prime Minister Boris Johnson and ex-Cabinet Minister Penny Mordaunt. But widespread uncertainty remained after British media reported that Sunak held late-night talks with Johnson on Saturday. Speculation mounted that the pair could strike a deal to unite the fractured party. The Conservative Party has ordered a contest that aims to finalize nominations Monday and install a new prime minister, its third this year, within a week. Climate protesters have thrown mashed potatoes at a Claude Monet painting in a German museum to protest fossil fuel extraction. The museum reported later that the painting was undamaged. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says that South Sudanese flood victims are in desperate need of international support. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
South Sudan is dealing with historic flooding. The UN Refugee Agency says 4 years of record rains have flooded two-thirds of the country. It warns the climate emergency displacing increasing numbers of people and making life harder for those already uprooted by the catastrophic rains. UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov told reporters Friday that worse is to come as the climate crisis accelerates.
Over 900,000 people have been directly impacted. Waters have swept away homes and livestock, forced thousands to flee, and inundated large swathes of farmland, worsening an already dire food emergency. Boreholes and latrines have been submerged, contaminating water sources and risking the outbreak of disease.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says flooding has inundated 9 of the country's 10 states. While the flooding is blocking aid delivery to those most in need, he said aid workers also are having a tough time reaching ethnic conflict areas. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A car bomb and a shooting attack on a hotel in the Somali city of Kismayu killed 9 people on Sunday before security forces ended the siege at the hotel and killed the attackers, a regional official said. Gunfire erupted after an explosives-laden vehicle rammed into the gate of the port city's hotel. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militant group said it carried out the attack. Al-Shabaab's military operations spokesperson said the group was behind the attack, which he said had targeted the region's administrators who worked from the hotel. Al-Shabaab was driven out of Kismayu in 2012. The city's port had been a major source of revenue for the group from taxes, charcoal exports, and levies on arms and other illegal imports. In 2019, a similar attack at another hotel in Kismayu killed at least 26 people. Recapping our top story, Russia's defense chief has alleged that Ukraine is preparing a quote-unquote provocation involving a radioactive device, a stark claim that was strongly rejected by Ukrainian and British officials amid soaring tensions as Moscow struggles to stem Ukrainian advances in the south. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegations in phone calls Sunday with his counterparts from the United States, Britain, France, and Turkey. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.